a non-binding resolution for the City of Northampton to call on the state legislature to pass the End of Life Options Act, which would make Massachusetts the seventh state, plus Washington, D.C., to allow terminally ill and mentally capable citizens to request and receive compassionate aid in dying medication from their doctor.
Why are you seeking support from these local government entities for this resolution, or for this state legislation?
Well, ever since 2012, when there was a referendum about a ballot question on the statewide ballot about, you know, should Massachusetts pass such a law, which Oregon and Washington at that time already had for years. And by the way, that referendum passed roughly 70-73%. I don't have the exact figures right now. In Northampton and Amherst, in fact, and many other towns in Western Mass.
But it lost state. But it lost statewide. Just to be clear, it was close, but it did. It was defeated in the statewide 50, vote.
51-49%. Yes, it was defeated at that time, and since then, similar legislation has been introduced every year, and it never is brought up by the whole legislature. In other words, it doesn't pass out of the Public Health Committee. But this year, there's more support than ever, and the statewide campaign, which is called Compassion and Choices Massachusetts, part of the national organization Compassion and Choices, we're going the legislative route. There's not another referendum question on the ballot this November, or it won't be on the next year. But we really are hoping that the legislature and the Public Health Committee, which just held a big public hearing and heard a lot of support from a number of citizens about this bill. They also heard opposition, you know, from some people that came out who are concerned about the bill. Anyway, we're trying to develop more grassroots understanding of this bill and the need for it and support for it.
How is this different, or is it different than what the voters narrowly rejected in 2012?
Well, it's different in the sense, I mean, the whole principle is the same, that people with a terminal illness that's been verified by two doctors, and in this case, it's been added in the last 4 or 5 years, more and more safeguards get added to the bill in order to convince the public and people who are opposed to it and concerned with valid concerns that you know, vulnerable people, whether they have disabilities or very low income, racial inequality, obviously a big issue in our country, that they're protected and they're not, nobody feels like they're being, or even elders, you know, being abused, being taken advantage of by family members or something like that. So there's a safeguard now that not only two doctors have to verify that you have a terminal illness and you are mentally capable to make this request and you're not mentally unstable, you know, but you have to also have a mental health professional. So there's three different meetings over the space of 3 or 4 weeks before you could qualify and receive such medication from a doctor if there was such a law. So there's a lot of safeguards in there. And the one last thing I want to say about that is Oregon has 20 years of experience with this law. Washington has 9 years. Vermont now has 3 years. California and Colorado are more recent, the last 1 or 2 years. But none of those states have a single documented proven case of elder abuse or people being forced into an early death with their illness, you know, rather than being treated. It just isn't happening. The public health department in those states evaluates the law and its implementation every year. It's on the records, you know, and there's just, those concerns haven't materialized. They're legitimate concerns, but they haven't materialized in the other states that have this. And that's why we feel it's time for Massachusetts to offer citizens that this right also.
One of the leading advocates for this legislation in Massachusetts is going to be speaking in Northampton in the run up to the city council vote. Correct?
That's right. This coming Monday, October 16th.
And tell me a little bit about that.
Sure. His name is Dr. Roger Kligler from Falmouth down on the Cape. And he is speaking twice on Monday in Northampton, once at 1:30 at the Friends Meeting House, 43 Center Street, and once in the evening at the Northampton Senior Center, 67 Conn Street. There's the details. And he is a passionate proponent of, I would say, well, he's been a primary care physician all his life. He's retired now, but he's also been battling prostate cancer, and he is at the incurable stage. He's open about it. It's stage four, incurable prostate cancer. So he really believes it. Well, the title of his talk is The Death I Want, A Doctor Fights for His and Our Last Rights, and that's R-I-G-H-T-S. With a pun on the word, you know, R-I-T-E-S. But he is a passionate proponent for having this law passed and for having physicians have the option to prescribe and have it be legal, and for the citizens to have the option. You know, nobody's forcing people who don't think this is the right thing or wouldn't want to do this to relieve their suffering at the end, you know, of a terminal illness. But we believe that people should have the option, you know, the right to choose this. And doctors have the right to prescribe to those who are asking for it.